In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first question asks, Question. I have had conversations with people who left the Catholic Church, who tell me that Mama Mary was not important, and we pray to a demon. I have told them to read the Magnificat of Our Lady. She herself never put herself high, but God has, as she is the mother of Jesus. Answer. The veneration that we give to our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, is biblical, and the texts which confirm it are found starting from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. For example, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, from verses 14 to 15, it says, Then Yahweh God said to the snake, Because you have done this, accursed be you of all animals, wild and tame. On your belly you will go, and on dust you will feed as long as you live. I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. It will bruise your head, and you will strike its heel. That woman is the Virgin Mary, the new Eve, and God places her as captain of the army, which is the church for the spiritual battle. Then in the Bible, according to St. John the Apostle, chapter 19, from verses 26 to 27, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ, being on the cross, says the following. Seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, Woman, this is your son. Then to the disciple he said, This is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Again, God, this time in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, refers to the Virgin Mary using the word woman. And also, we can observe that our Lord makes her our mother, because in his beloved disciple, we are all represented. So by the will of God, the Virgin Mary is our captain and our mother. Also, we can confirm her loving and powerful intercession in the Bible, according to St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, in the wedding at Cana in Galilee, when faced with the lack of wine in the celebration, the Virgin Mary tells Jesus, They have no wine. And Jesus answers her, Woman, what do you want from me? My hour has not come yet. Again, Jesus is referring to the Virgin Mary using the word woman. Uniting all these texts from the Bible can confirm the veneration that we give to the Virgin Mary by the will of God. And through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, Jesus not only performs the miracle, but also advances the hour of his manifestation as Messiah. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy. Question. Is it only suffering that can be offered for the souls in purgatory? Can't labor or joy be offered as well? Answer. So, like St. Gemma Galgani made the heroic vow, which consists in offering all the satisfactory works or deeds for the souls of purgatory, we can also offer what you mentioned. Question. Hello, 99 Catholics. I have one question, if you don't mind me asking. If a person commits the grave sin of abortion and repented before she passed and received the last rites, do you have any idea how long a soul need to stay in purgatory before they get to heaven? Thank you so very much, and I appreciate your help. Answer. What we can say for sure is that her soul was saved. We cannot know the time a soul needs to be in purgatory to be able to repair or purify the damage caused by the sin of abortion, and for all her sins, before going to heaven. But we do know that if her relatives pray a lot and offer continuous masses for her soul, her time in purgatory will get shorter and shorter, until at some point, thanks to all those prayers and masses, her soul will go to heaven. Something else you can do is gain a plenary indulgence for the soul of the deceased person, and that soul will go directly to heaven. Regarding the extreme unction or the last rites, we need to understand that all sin produces both guilt and damage. Guilt before God and damage we have created by sinning. This damage generates a debt or a trespass. In order to enter heaven, that damage must be repaired in this life or in purgatory. So if this person received the extreme unction or the last rites, her mortal and venial sins are forgiven. So in this way, the soul is saved. But the damage for each of those sins needs to be repaired in purgatory. Please consider watching the video, Plenary Indulgence for the Deceased, that is pinned in the comments section of this video. Question. One other question is, can we offer up other people's merits to our Blessed Mother so that they are not lost? All of the communions throughout the world this day, or all the suffering throughout the world, or when we see someone doing good? Thank you. God bless. Answer. Yes, thanks to the gift of divine will, which was revealed to the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. When God grants us the grace of living in unity with Him and immersed in His divine will, for example, we can take all the sufferings of the people in the world, accept them on behalf of each one of those people, and offer them to our Holy Mother or to our Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of each of those people. So that in Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, they become wonderful graces and blessings. Graces for conversion and sanctification. Please consider watching the video, The Will of God and the Mystic Luisa Picaretta, that is pinned in the comments section of this video. Question. Can going to confessions wipe out these sins and save the soul from purgatory? Answer. This is a very good question. All sin produces both guilt and damage. Guilt before God and damage we have created by sinning. The damage generates a debt or a trespass. In order to enter heaven, that damage must be repaired in this life or in purgatory. If we do reparation in this life, it will assure us that when we die, we spend less time in purgatory, or in the best of cases, that we go directly to heaven. When we go to the sacrament of confession to confess our sins to a priest, the priest will give us the absolution of our sins, which is an act of exorcism, and removes only the guilt, and the penance, which is the reparation that will remove the damage only for the sins confessed at that time. It is important to know that every sin creates an offense against God, against our neighbor, including people you like or you dislike, and against creation. The penance that the priest gives us in the sacrament of confession only repairs the offense against God, but not the offense against our neighbor and creation. That's why it is recommended to continue doing reparation. So in that way, we can repair the offense against our neighbor and creation. God, in His infinite mercy, through the Church, has arranged a great help for us, which is called the plenary indulgence. Because through the plenary indulgence, all the damage of all our confessed sins during all our life is erased, as long as we gain the plenary indulgence correctly. Please watch the Practice of Indulgences, Explanation and How-To video pinned in the comments section of this video. Question. What are the signs that some of my ancestors in the past have been in the Masonic cult and the family has suffered recurrent harm as a consequence? How can this harm be repaired? Answer. The consequences of participating in Freemasonry, especially in the highest degrees, are serious. To begin with, the person who does Freemasonry is excommunicated. That is, they no longer participate in the communion or unity of the church and cannot receive the sacraments. On the other hand, there are also negative consequences for the immediate family and their future generations. Sin is not inherited because it is personal, but the consequences of sin, especially grave sins, can pass from generation to generation in different ways. Speaking about the specific damages created by one of your ancestors who was a Freemason is not the most advisable thing to do. But if you know or suspect that one of your ancestors was a Freemason, the best thing you can do for your ancestor's soul and for the whole family is to offer continuous masses for his soul. At each mass, the redemptive sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ that happened more than 2,000 years ago happens again in this present time. And this will help the soul of your ancestor to repair all the damage caused by his participation in Freemasonry. Then you build an intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and with our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, leading a life of constant prayer and sacraments. And this, with the favor of God, will allow you to do in your family what our Lord Jesus Christ did for all of humankind. As St. Paul the Apostle tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 to 22, "As it was by one man that death came, so through one man has come the resurrection of the dead. Just as all die in Adam, so in Christ all will be brought to life. That is to say, through you, through your faith, through your life of constant prayer and sacraments, through your conversion, and with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, the blessing will enter your family." Let's remember what St. Paul the Apostle said in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. "Do not be overcome by evil. On the contrary, overcome evil with good. Pray the Holy Rosary with love, and meditating on the mysteries each day, and offer it for the soul of your ancestors and your entire family. And you will see how the Blessed Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, who is the mediator of all graces and the great help of Christians, with her loving and powerful intercession, will obtain showers of countless blessings from God on your entire family, both the deceased and the living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.